What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just saw a thing that is trending. Field trips are back, but for grown-ups.
Oh.
Interesting.
Like, grown-ups are doing, like, they're packing a lunch and bringing a little Capri Sun, and they're going to places that they used to go when they were kids. Like, you go to the zoo.
I love that.
Without having kids.
Yeah.
And you just go on the adventure. Or you go to one of the forts. Like out by Platteville or whatever.
That's cool. Yeah.
I'm so down. It?
The zoo is cool.
I think the zoo is the least... Like, I'd go to the aquarium before the zoo.
Real? No, they just added the Down Under thing. And there's like wild kangaroos.
I don't
kangaroos.
Think you said that right. Try it again.
Down Under.
Down in there. In there.
Yeah. No, but it. Like, you are literally walking and there's just like kangaroos right there.
They're, like, not in a cage.
Correct.
Mm. Oh, kangaroos will box you.
Dude, that's what I thought.
But they don't?
They're chill.
Because you got a Capri Sun and a sandwich on you.
Well, you might want to leave that behind.
Yeah, as long as you don't talk. Sorry, I can't talk. Start talking smack to them. There you go.
I don't know when they fight, but they do know how to fight. Because they're
scary.
They can hold themselves up by their tail and box you with their little hands.
And then just,
and
like,
kick feet.
You. Yeah.
And their feet.
I'm in. I want to see it.
What are, like, the tiny ones? The tiny...
Marsupials? The tiny marsupial?
Yeah. Those are there. I don't know. Okay. I haven't been
koalas?
On the field.
Koalas?
No, not those.
That's from Down Under.
It is. Under. They are.
So here's what we want to do. Like, I want to do two things at once, because if field trips are back, we could set one up for us, or we could bring listeners. Like, what is a field trip you want to go, like, that you did as a kid that you want to do again? What's a killer field trip? Or what's a field trip we can, like, invent? Like, that's this is a separate conversation. Maybe we'll bring that up again at the end of this. But, like, right now, what was the best field trip of your life? Or, as always, probably the worst one. Like, we having the best one, it's like fun, and we want to hear some of the great stories. Oh, we got to see blah 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 blah. Didn't you go? No, it wasn't a field trip. You were just going. Like, you went to LeBron's high school or something.
Oh yeah, we just went there. Some buddies. It was not school sanctioned.
But like,
we didn't have any Capri Suns either.
But like, we went to the sewage plant, and I would say the name of the guy, but he gets mad. He threw up immediately when we arrived.
I don't blame him.
He's now the superintendent of Longmont Schools. But I won't say his name, Dean. I don't know if he's a superintendent. But you know what I'm saying? But like, that's a field trip that I understand the logic. Like, we want to see how water gets processed. But it's like, you're taking 9-year-olds to his poop farm.
Yeah, it feels, it's unfair to ask them. And you got to be serious. You can't laugh, you know.
You're not laughing, man. It smells like...
Yeah, okay.
So, fair. Good field trips, okay, but really bad field trips, we want to hear about. 303-222-5423. You can also text your stories to that, but don't be surprised if TIAC calls you back.
Yes.
Sometimes we want to talk to you.
We went on a lot of field trips to the ethanol plant in Iowa. We hit that a lot.
Because that's all you got.
Yeah, several times. But I don't know
how it's made. You literally just go where there's corn.
Yeah, exactly.
And they turned it into fuel.
Yeah, and
do they top you off to get the bus pass?
No, that would be nice.
It's like, here you go.
The ethanol plant also smells terrible. Just
that's sorry.
It doesn't smell like corn.
Like it's a weird gassy corn smell. It's very. We also went to an emu farm one time, and that was more fun.
No,
emu.
Yeah, the emus. We got to play with them and stuff. That was
they're ostrich adjacent.
They
right?
are. They're they're terrible.
Yeah, but I remember when we got back on the bus, the workers at the farm gave us an emu egg. And it was like perfect it was hollow, but it was like in perfect condition. And everyone was like, oh, thank you. This is so cool. And then I remember the girls being like, well, how is it not broken? And they're like, oh, well, we sucked the thing out of there, you know? And then just all the girls started crying. We were in like second grade, you know? They're like, the babies.
We got rid of the emu baby.
And the boys were like, oh.
Yeah! Can I eat it? Sunnyside!
Ew. I would like to go to Young Ameritown.
I never got to go, but my daughter's gone. You know what's... It might be in American Furniture Warehouse now.
No, there's one. I think it's the one that I went to off of like Wadsworth and kind of by Belmar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because there was a time where my daughter went to one and they went to an American Furniture Warehouse. They were like, we're in the back of an American Furniture Warehouse. And I was like, you're what? She's like, yeah, that's where.
Huh. Yeah, I never got to. Is that where you get jobs and stuff? Yeah. You're like a little city? I never got to do that.
I was the bank teller and I absolutely stole cash from the register. I would like to go again.
I'm a little low on funds.
It's fake money, Aaron.
Or like Outdoor Lab. Yeah, but you still got to buy real things.
Oh, at the end you did?
Yeah, because there was still like
a
store.
And they didn't bust you for stealing?
No.
And it taught you what?
The cops were. This is their first day on the job. They didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, that's right, because the cops are other kids.
Yeah.
Did you play the I'm a sickly child? If they like, what were you going to do if you got caught? Was there a Maritown jail?
There was.
Oh man! I swear to God, if we do a field trip on the show, we're going there and we're gonna see if they're like, there she is, get her. You're like the most wanted at Ameritown right now. Oh my God! All right, so horrible field trips, great field trips. We just want to hear field trip stories. 303-222-5423.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about field trips?
Yes, and thank you for the texters. Wallabies. That's what I'm thinking of.
Wallaby.
Yeah.
Wallaby.
Wallaby. G'day, mate.
So we're basically kicking around a couple different things. Like, we want to maybe do a grown-up field trip.
Yes.
And there's two ways we could take that. We could go, like, let's get a bus and go do something we all did when we were kids.
Yes.
Or
very wholesome, very cute. Love it.
Love it. Or let's get a bus and go do something grown-ups do.
Oh.
Like go to the Coors Tour.
Oh, okay.
Go to Shotguns.
Gotcha.
or go shotguns, diamond, labo, like just brr. Like, I don't know. I can't decide what exactly, but it's going to be something. Claire?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Field tripping. What do you got?
So I was actually a chaperone. This was years ago on my son's field trip. He was 8. And the other parent I was partnered with, I, unbeknownst to me, had been a bull rider, and we were going to the stock show. And so we're going around, we're doing the normal thing. And he's like, hey, you know, let's go back behind here. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to go like behind the chutes and into the buckle club. He goes, don't worry about it. And it was back when Cody Lodestrophe, you know, anything about the PBR, yes, was number one.
Yes.
And so I end up back behind the chutes in the buckle club, getting autographs on my son's cowboy hat from Cody Lodestrophe. I'm surrounded by JP Morning, all of these hot, like, PDR bull riding. I'm like, Bryce, we need to go. Mom is on a move.
That's a great field yeah. trip. We don't have time to pull that together because we'd have to go now.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. Show's
right now, but that'd be a fun field trip.
We couldn't get back.
Oh, we can get back?
We don't know.
We'll figure it out. Claire. She's got that accent.
Slacker show?
Yeah, oh, we on the country station.
By the way, I just got back from Australia, and kangaroos are chill.
Thank you.
No, they're not. I've seen the video where the kangaroo beats the crap out of the dude.
Maybe the dude deserved it.
Thank you for the call, Claire. Heather.
Yay.
Yay.
Field tripping. What do you got?
I actually don't have a bad story, but my favorite field trip of all time was when I was in fourth grade, and they called it Bunk with the Beast. And basically, we went to the zoo. We were able to see all of the animals during the day, but we stayed the night at the zoo.
Ooh.
And we were able to go back out during the nighttime, and they gave us night vision goggles, and we were able to see all of the animals that we weren't able
all
to see.
All the nocturnal animals.
The day.
Whoa.
That's a killer
That's
field trip.
That's really cool.
I bet we can make that happen, even though I just insulted the zoo about 10 minutes ago.
I'll go.
were there any shenanigans staying the night, though? That seems...
Yeah.
Oh, my... We were in fourth grade, so no, definitely no shenanigans. They separated the boys and the girls, so all of the girls were together, and then all of the boys were together.
Where would you stay, though? Where would you sleep?
Were you just in sleeping bags?
I can't... Yeah, so you would bring all of your sleeping bags. I can't remember what building it was. It was in the zoo and at the zoo. I can't remember what building it was.
Oh, man,
was
we ought to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grown-up time at the zoo overnight?
Yeah.
And we won't separate the boys and the girls. Hack! Thank you, Heather. Cheryl.
Yay.
sorry, can I have the aside that I have to have? I obviously have to have.
Yes.
There's a million ways to share it, to spell your name, Cheryl, but the way TX spelled it is not one of them. If I wasn't good at just reading phonetic dumbass, I would never have known. I was like, Cheryl. It's Cheryl, right?
Right.
Yeah, but do you spell it with a C?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With a Y also? Pretty much none of the letters are on the screen right now.
I was thinking Sharon. Looks a little like Sharon with an L.
C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Yeah, no, that's the way most people spell it.
I thought you were special, Cheryl.
I'm so sorry to hijack the whole show, but I was just like, I looked over, I'm like, I'm going to try to say this name. And then I was like, wait, I think he means Cheryl.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry. Well, anyways, yes.
Field trip, where was yours to?
Mine was to the cow farm where all the cows came up and all got milked, and then they took us in. And
I think it's probably called a dairy farm.
they gave us all fresh milk, and
I bet Longmont Dairy would let us do a field trip.
That would be
cool.
Are
you kidding me?
It was awesome. No, this was awesome. Yeah.
Would
you do it again
out.
As a grown-up? Would you want to go again?
I'm definitely a grown-up.
No, but I'm saying you would go again as a grown-up. Like,
oh, yeah. I love animals. Hell, I'll go anywhere to see animals.
Noted.
Yeah. Maybe we could spend the night at Longmont Dairy.
Nobody wants you up there middle of the night shenaniganing away through like gallons of milk. Mary?
Yay.
Field tripping. Where was yours to?
So I went to a Catholic high school, and they took us all to the movie theater to see Passion of the Christ.
Oh, God.
Mm. That's intense.
Any shenanigans?
Yeah.
I went to a Catholic school too, and we watched it in class, in our religion class. But
which is worse?
Well, the problem with doing it in school is it's such a long movie that you only watch a chunk of it,
oh,
and then
you bust
you're like,
it up.
Yeah, and then you're like, now I got to go to geometry.
Right after like watching all the terrible.
Yeah, it's a shifting gears. It's,
so you probably don't want to do that again.
I don't think it's going to play in theaters again.
No, it might. I think they bring it back out around Easter every year.
Really?
I think they do. Yeah.
Huh.
And he's making a sequel.
Oh, great.
I'm not even playing. They're making a sequel.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
It's not a punchline. Like there's stuff that happened after.
Oh,
when
I
he comes
see.
Back
okay.
out.
Okay.
He's like, hey, everybody.
I
just
see.
Kidding. Like that whole,
that
like they just do a whole.
Yeah. Hmm. That's like the main part. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I get it.
Here's what I want to do. I think if you guys have more suggestions, if there's a field trip that you took,
mm-hmm.
like Aaron wants to go to the
Young Ameritown, which I guess is in Cherry Creek.
But you wanted the other thing.
Oh, Outdoor Lab.
Where the wildlife is.
We did like archery and stuff there.
Okay. No, I thought you wanted to go where you could stand with a tiger.
Oh, that too. The wildlife
okay, Aaron,
sanctuary.
You have no more votes. You had three tries to get what you said.
You weren't specific, and I had mentioned all of them.
You just kept saying the Tiger King tigers are there.
Yeah, the wildlife
animals. They're not at the Outdoor Lab or Ameritown. Here we are at Ameritown.
You didn't mention the tigers.
Tiak wants to go to the greenhouse. What's the name of your greenhouse? You're looking for it.
I'm looking for it, yeah. I have the card, but Greg and Janae dropped off a cactus because I was saying how I
want
a succulent.
So you want to
go to
the greenhouse.
Check it out. Yeah, it's in Loveland.
That's a good field trip because you got lots of bus time.
I like that. Yeah, it would be fun.
All right, we're going to figure out if there's someplace you'd want to go on an adult field trip. Text us right now and we're going to try to make it happen. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.